What does forgiving really mean? And is the price too high sometimes? Could it be that we find it so difficult to forgive because we're not ready to let go of the anger yet? Can it only happen at the point at which we are ready to let go of that anger? Whether that anger is born out of betrayal by our bodies for letting us down or leaving us desperately ill, by someone we trusted in completely, by something that happened to us and threatened our sense of security and well-being. Welcome back to Real and Unrefined, where, having decided on a different future for ourselves, you and I examine the changes we want and need to make to move forward, to really live and have the life that we dream of. What is the cost? I don't know. It depends on you and where you are on your journey, I guess. People talk about forgiveness as if it were easy to do. I don't think it is. But maybe there are steps we can take from lessons learned from others on how to make it easier to do. What does it mean to forgive? In looking into this more, I found a site called The Greater Good. This is a science-based site run by Berkeley University over in California. There was a piece in which they defined forgiveness as a conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance towards a person or group who has harmed you. And this is the interesting bit, regardless of whether they actually deserve your forgiveness. Now, just as important as defining what forgiveness is, though, is understanding what forgiveness is not. And they go on to say that experts who study or teach forgiveness make clear that when you forgive, you do not gloss over or deny the seriousness of an offense against you. Forgiveness does not mean forgetting, nor does it mean condoning or excusing offenses. Though forgiveness can help repair a damaged relationship, it doesn't obligate you to reconcile with the person who has harmed you or release them from accountability. Instead, forgiveness brings the forgiver peace of mind and frees him or her from corrosive anger. While there is some debate over whether true forgiveness requires positive feelings toward the offender, experts agree that at least it involves letting go of deeply held negative feelings. In that way, it empowers you to recognize the pain you suffered without letting that pain define you, enabling you to heal and move on with your life. Being able to forgive and let go of the hurt, the anger, the disappointment is quite liberating. My son and his friends recently tried out indoor rock climbing, and I was thinking about this subject of ours when what came to mind was the opening scene from one of the Mission Impossible films. It opens with the central character climbing up this steep and sheer mountainside, and all he has is his bag of chalk to help with the grip. He is climbing free climbing. Imagine that were you or me for that matter, and in addition to that, you have a bag each of hurt, anger, betrayal, pain, all dangling from ropes tied to the belt strap around your waist. Your hands are free to climb, but there is this additional load. Imagine that mountainside is a part of the journey that we need to make to get to where we want to be. This is our solo climb. We are certainly capable of taking this path, otherwise we would not be here. But there's all this extra stuff. Now, here's the thing. It turns out that we have a piece of equipment that is holding these bags, connecting them to us. I think it's called a carabiner. And please forgive my pronunciation if I got it wrong. This is not my field or my forte. Now, some of them have locks so that the gate doesn't open unexpectedly, and we have control over that gate. And to release the extra baggage we are carrying, all we need to do is release the gate. Doing that lets those bags go and they drop away. The climb has just become so much easier. I think it is important to acknowledge that us letting go of those bags of hurt, betrayal, disappointment, anger, letting go of them has not in any way changed the nature of the bags. It has not changed the nature of the action that put us in the position where we do not want to forgive. Rather, what it has done is to release us from the need to carry that burden, as it no longer serves us. And yes, there was a time when the hurt, anger, disappointment, when those feelings served us, for they protected us whilst we healed. But we don't need it anymore. Oprah talked about a conversation she had with a guest on her show way back in 1990. And yes, for our younger listeners, there was a time in the last century when some of us were alive then. And I don't know who it was, but this person said to her that forgiveness is giving up the hope that the past could be any different. Think about that. It blew my mind when I heard that because it made me realize that by hanging on to whatever anger or outrage or feelings of hurt and betrayal that I might have had, that behavior was me trying in some ways to change what happened, to undo whatever experience it was. I don't know about you, but I've certainly been betrayed by people I loved and trusted, by those I thought were friends who had my back, or even let down by family. And during those periods of anger and outrage, you wish you could go back and make them hurt as much as they hurt you, because at the time of that betrayal, you felt so helpless. I mean, have you ever been in an argument with someone and they keep firing these great arrows at you? And it's only when you're on your own mulling over the conversation that the perfect comeback or put down comes to mind and you want to go back to them and say it. But the moment has passed. It was done. It has gone. I couldn't get that time back to make the outcome different. The moment has passed. That then makes me think about the movement of time and how every moment passes by, unnoticed by us and often, I think, wasted. That second has just passed, gone. That one, gone. We can't get it back. Do we really then want to have this extra baggage with us when it's extra weight, with its extra weight, you know? We can't change the past, we can't undo it. So maybe it's time to put effort into letting go. Imagine that laden bag of anger released and falling down into the nether valley, never to be seen again. It has served its purpose at the time we needed it to, but now all that it has become is a burden. If we feel our bodies have betrayed us, let that go. Our body has been loyal to us all along. Every breath we unconsciously take, each heartbeat pulsating with sustenance, life, emotions circulating around our being, our cells working in complete faith, doing all they can to fulfill their goal of serving you and trying their best to arm and protect you from invasion we might have no control over. Our bodies have been loyal to you and me all along. We look in the mirror and see the small negatives as defined by us, or perhaps society, which is made up of averages, by the way, and completely miss all the beauty, strength, dignity, and power that shines through. I believe that is where our attention should go. So, to carry anger within us over what someone did to us is degrading, I think, to ourselves. It takes a space up in our mind, stealing our creativity, our productivity, and even our peace. In living in the past, we are completely missing that moment of now, the present, this moment that belongs to you and me. Those people that hurt us, the events that shocked us, the experiences from the past, they are gone. They only live in our mind, so maybe it's time to let go. Okay, so in many ways, letting go is so much easier said than done, and I realize that. So how then do we go about taking steps to forgive? I think in part, It starts with being in the place where we are ready to either let go or want to release this burden that we are carrying unnecessarily. You see, we all will forgive at our own pace. Berkeley, the university, suggests that there are 9 steps on how to go about forgiving. And the first one that we need to do is to know exactly how you feel about what happened and to be able to articulate what about the situation is not okay. Then tell a few trusted people about your experience, which I think can be easier said than done, especially if the event has traumatized someone to the point where trust has become an issue. But I guess this then comes back to being ready to let go. I know it took me a long time for me to forgive my father for being the type of parent he was, but funnily enough, once I did, I began to wonder what the world looked like from his perspective, his experiences, and the information he had available to him at the time, which is not something I ever thought I would do. Another step that is suggested is to make a commitment to yourself to feel better. Forgiveness is for you and no one else. And I like that. It gives us back the power to be responsible for our own happiness and peace. The third point is that forgiveness does not necessarily mean reconciling with a person who has upset you or condoning his or her actions. In forgiveness, you seek the peace and understanding that comes from blaming people less after they offend you and taking those offenses less personally. Yeah, I once said to someone that I didn't know where, how they were defining me and what they were accusing me of was coming from, and that I only saw that as a reflection of themselves rather than me. That did not go down well. The next point is to get the right perspective on what is happening, to recognize that your primary distress is coming from the hurt feelings, thoughts, and physical upset that you are suffering now, not from what hurt you 2 minutes or 10 years ago. I guess what this is saying is to look to our triggers and see them for what they are. What do you think? 5. When we feel upset, practice stress management to soothe your body's fight or flight response. This could mean taking deep breaths, doing a mindful breathing exercise, taking a walk outside, whatever is the most effective. Now, I read this as being aware of the chatter and the stories that we're making up in our minds and to stop that conversation, especially if that person is no longer in your sphere of influence, as it were. The next point is to give up expecting things from our life or from other people that they do not choose to give. And I agree, trying to force something right now only means more riddled problems in the future. Does that make sense? 7. Put your energy into looking for another way to get your positive goals met than through the experience that has hurt you. Okay, so I read that as move on and turn our attention elsewhere. 8. Remember that a life well lived is your best revenge. Decide to focus on the beauty and good in our lives, putting more energy into appreciating what we have instead of what has been taken from us gives us back our power and diminishes the importance of the other person or event. I like that. They are now unimportant and irrelevant. That's got us smart. And finally, change the way we look at our past. It's a way of reminding ourselves that we chose to forgive. I think in addition to that, by changing the way we look at our past, seeking instead to find purpose in those experiences, it turns something painful into something that drives us. What have we learned? How have we grown? How has that experience driven us forwards to heights we might never have otherwise achieved? A challenging topic this week, and to be honest, it seems to me that forgiveness is not something that is suddenly arrived at. Rather, it is something we practice little and often in stages until eventually that burden is all gone. Perhaps That is what they mean when the suggestion is made that we have to be ready to forgive in the first place. Food for thought. I'm so grateful to you for tuning into our quiet moments together and for your messages, thoughts, and suggestions as well. And remember, if you like what you hear, please do follow our moments and share with those who might also be on the same path that you and I are on. Until next time, my friend, keeping it real and unrefined.